it's not okay.
What?
Oh, it's not a good movie.
One of them is a new movie. I think it's called A Promising Young Woman or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new movie, which I think is about like a lady that goes to nightclubs. Like something happened to her.
Mm-hmm.
And now she goes to nightclubs and pretends like she's drunk for men to try to take her home and like take advantage of her or whatever. And then she does something to them. Like, I don't know if she kills them or what, but she does something to them. Okay. So that was one movie. And the other movie was The Fucking Notebook. Okay. I don't remember watching The Notebook. I feel like I have not watched The Notebook, so.
The Notebook is good, but do you think that's something he'll want to watch? Because it's definitely a chick flick.
Exactly.
It's really good. Ryan Gosling and, what's her name? You know who I'm talking about. Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah.
Reese Witherspoon.
Yes.
Very good movie. But I find that men can watch it. It's just that it's very hit or miss, you know?
Right. And that's at this point, I'm like, oh, shit, I don't know. You know, I would probably prefer to go with the newer movie because it's nothing we've never seen before, but I don't know if it's going to be like, you know, this bitch out here killing niggas and that ain't nothing you want to see on Valentine's Day.
Because you don't look at you like, bitch, do I need to hop out this car?
Right. You planning on murdering me when we leave here? So then I was like, you know what? Let me text fucking Silent Bob ass. And let me leave with this motherfucker.
What did he do?
Text him. And I'm like, hey, if you had to pick in between these two movies, which one would you pick? And he was like, oh, The Notebook. Like, he liked The Notebook. And I'm like, okay. You know, and I kind of explained to him, like, this is what I was trying to do. And he was like, damn, that's your only option. I'm like, yes, that's the only fucking movie options. The only fucking movie options, right? Then he was like, well, I can put it in the group chat and see, you know, like, what the fellas thinking or whatever. And I think only one person responded also was like, The Notebook. So I was like, okay, well, I guess we'll do The Notebook.
I mean, as long as you have good snacks, good stuff to nosh on, I think that he would be okay.
I'm scared at this point. I'm panicking. Because I'm like, fuck, I don't know. But I went ahead and bought it. And the way this one was set up is that they have, like, one of those, what's the little cheese board? What is it called?
A charcuterie board.
Yes. Okay, so.
Or people say charcuterie board.
Let's not.
But, you know, it's hard to say, but yeah, and it has, like, assorted cheeses. You might see some grapes, some jam, some crackers.
I think it had, like, some meat on it. Like, they showed a picture of it.
Yeah, they have, like, salami and stuff and, like, different stuff.
Yeah, so with the ticket, you get one of those for, like, Valentine's Day.
Oh, that's so cute.
I was like, oh, that's cute, you know, whatever. So then I'm texting Silent Bob back and forth or whatever, and then this man talking about, you really want some advice from a friend? And I'm like, yeah, what are you talking about? I wouldn't do it. After I already purchased the shit.
Do what? Everything.
I wouldn't do the drive-in movie with The Notebook. And I'm like,
why? So why did he say why?
He was just like, he said, do it. He's always saying it's either going to turn into a snore fest or a hand job. That's what he said.
Well, I mean, at least he knows, like, I mean, he's giving you good advice. I mean, can you transfer those
to? No.
Oh, man.
So I'm like, why did you say that from the fucking beginning? Like,
well, I guess have some lotion handy, I guess.
At this point, I'm like, I'm telling Silent Bob, like, you know what? I'm just going to fucking tell him. Like, I'm just going to tell him because I don't want it to come to the day and he'd be like, why the fuck are we doing this? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just going to surprise ruin. I'm sorry. Listen. So I texted him and I was like, hey, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Like, I don't know what I'm doing when it comes to things that you like. Like, I know things that you like, but it's really hard, right? And even me and Silent Bob talked about live music, but nobody's really doing live music right now, like, in person.
Yeah, they are. Niggas is doing live music.
I mean, I looked around. But,
I mean, I guess, like, different, I don't know who is, but I feel like you should be able to find some live music somewhere, probably downtown.
But R&B live music.
Yeah, there's some that do cover tunes, like Motown cover tunes. Are you talking about like
more?
But you know all the Motown, you know, like the classics, though.
Right. I don't know, but this is after I told him or whatever. He was like, "What movie theater? What driving are you looking at?" And then I told him, he was like, "Oh, but this other one has like my favorite movie in this plan." I'm like, "Which one?" And it was the first one that I had already looked at. I guess somebody had just went in and updated their fucking website.
Oh, okay.
So I was even more pissed at this point. Because now
it's like I could have avoided telling you.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
did you know, but did you know this particular movie was his favorite movie?
I did know he liked that movie. And it was planned on
the website. But it wasn't on the website when you looked.
It was on there, but it said sold out.
So they must have added more tickets to it.
All of them. Because half of the ones no longer said canceled anymore. And the other ones didn't say sold out anymore. So I was like, who the fuck just did this? Like, who did this? I just looked at this website like an hour ago. And now I'm fucking mad. I'm mad. Because y'all playing with me and my Valentine's Day organization. Okay? So, I've got all that to say this. I have a drive-in movie package for one of you motherfuckers. If you want it
to be a giveaway, this would be cute.
Yeah, if you want it to go see the, it is to see the Notebook. It is for a Houston.
What time is it at? Tell them what time it's at.
Let me find it right now. It is on Saturday. Hold on, I'm pulling out my email.
So that is the day before Valentine's Day. That's on February 13th.
It is at Starstruck Drive-In. Which is still kind of like in that area where the other drive-ins are. Like,
okay.
You do kind of. Let's see, what time is this movie still? Let's chat. I want to say like 8 o'clock. I'm going to find all the details in a little bit, y'all. This is a little weird.
So, how can they contact? They can DM Single in the Loop.
Yes, DM.
Email, yeah, DM will probably be the fastest since it's coming up in like 2 days.
Yeah, DM us and tell us a good story about who the fuck you trying to take out. Or send us a picture. If we think y'all cute enough, then I'll just play.
That would be so cute.
Like, cutest couple or something. I don't know. Or whoever signed my DM in our DM first.
Let us know, like, if this is your dude or if this is your actual girl. Because if it's your side, then we won't repost it on our story. We want to be able to post y'all on the story. But let us know if we can't. Because we ain't trying to get y'all in trouble.
You are now in the loop with Single in the Loop.
Yes, we are.
Oh, hey, they're in love. It's
what else was I about to say? I was about to say something else. Do that. Oh, and y'all have to either call in or write us in and let us know how it went. Did it turn into like a storm fest? Or did it turn into like a jerk off situation? Like something?
Did it turn into a blowjob fest?
Yeah. Like, we want to know. We want to know. But, y'all can slide into our DMs. I'm trying to get all the information right now. So the Notebook, February 13th, it starts at 8:45. I think the gates open an hour early, so about like 7 o'clock, so you can get a good parking space. Yeah, and you get your little cheese board. Yeah, cute. So let us know about that. Anyway, we're sorry for the delay. It's been a lot of
happening. We're just in time for Valentine's Day, or what we call Single Awareness Day.
And we're coming back with gifts, you know, which is that one gift. I celebrated my birthday.
Woohoo!
It was up there and stuck there.
It was turnt. It was very turnt.
I had a good time. We had a really good time. I feel like let me tell you how my birthday color came out perfect, because now I see everybody wearing a whole bunch of brown. Like, everybody having brown on. And I was like, oh, it's a perfect fucking color. So, I had an outfit for every day, and it was brown. Everything was brown. Super cute. Everything came out amazing. We went out on Friday. We had some podcasts come out on Friday, which was cool. They got rid of them now. what did we do on Saturday? Saturday we had dinner. We were kind of in the sunken place a little bit on Saturday.
What? Was I there Saturday?
Saturday we had dinner at Brenner's on the Bayou.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was, like, lame that night. I just went to dinner, and then we went to her, but I was only at her for, like, 5 minutes, and then I went home.
I think I was going to
show you. The next day, that Sunday, I needed all that strength.
We were outside. We were outside. We had a good time, though. Sunday was cool. We did, like, a section on Sunday, brunch, and then a section. It was good. I had a good time. I appreciate everybody, all the love and all the support. It was fucking mad. This past weekend, Super Bowl Sunday, I don't know, don't ask me. This is why I don't get no episode until later, because I was outside. Nina was at home, I was outside. So, it was my fault. We're gonna really try to do better with this shit. Like, we really are. It's just about kind of balancing things again.
I mean, all of last year, most of last year, we kept it pretty consistent until the fall, kind of, but we're getting there, you guys. We're getting there.
Sorry for the delay. We still love y'all. We do. We love what we do. We love y'all, but it's just been a little complicated with just our regular life moving around. I'm back at work now. Mm-hmm. Like 3 days. I don't like it. I don't like it, but yeah. Let's talk about this day.
Can we talk about the Gorilla Glue Girl? Can we just do random topics?
What about the Gorilla Glue Girl? I have nothing to say.
I swear I thought she meant gots to be glue. And I was like, oh, girl. I said, just give it a few, give it some time. You might need to use some really good conditioner that breaks up, like, clumps and stuff like that. But then when she showed what she used, I said, oh, you use Gorilla Glue, the shit that people use on wood, the shit that people use to glue stuff to bricks. Like, you tripping.
So we do have a thing that some black people use called Gorilla Snot.
Okay. Yes, I have some Gorilla Snot, and that's usually what the punk rock people use to do spikes. But if you feeling a little ghetto, you know, Gorilla Snot do be laying the baby hairs down. And it's sticky, and this is the thing. Has to be glue and Gorilla Snot, it's sticky enough to where if you want to, like, lay down your lace temporarily for a few hours, it'll get the job done. And you don't need to put a lot. Please don't put a lot. Okay, and Godspeed Glue makes a spray, just like how that Gorilla Glue spray. I was like, if that girl would have just ran to a beauty supply.
I just want to know, was the Gorilla Glue already in her house?
And it was our house, I think. I hope.
Purposely went to
get. It seemed like, but I was like, well, where were you rushing to? Like, come on. You could have, like, literally got some gots to be or whatever and did it in the car. Like, I don't know how significant this hairstyle was.
I just thought it was stupid. Like, I feel bad that she's going through it right now, but she actually did it to herself because she said in an interview, she said, oh, I just thought if I put it in there and washed it off as soon as I got home, it'll be fine. So you knew you shouldn't have put it in your head.
You knew it wasn't for hair, but you see, this is the thing. On there, it doesn't say do not put in hair. It says don't put on your skin and don't put on your clothes and not your eyes. But they specifically did not say hair. Now, it's to be determined if, because they said do not put on skin, if they're going to count that as hair follicles, which I would, because at the end of the day, your hair is protein, okay? It's dead. What is it? Dead skin? I don't know. But it's on your scalp, which is your skin. So I don't know.
I think it is.
And that's the thing, the day and age we live in now, it's like, did you do this just to, like, get...
She didn't, which is fine if she didn't. I just think she was just stupid. She was not even stupid. I just think that she knew better.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, her common sense wasn't completely there that day. Because she said, I thought it was fine as long as I washed it off as soon as I got home. So somewhere in there, you knew this wasn't
you bad. She's saying that as if there was directions on the back. Like, she said that as if
in her head, she knew this wasn't what she was supposed to be doing, but she was going to do it anyway because she was trying to hurry up and get her hair done. I guess that's not right to me.
But she made it seem like it said on the back of there, like, oh, it only, you know, X amount of hours. Like, it seems like she made up her own hair rules to this glue that's not for hair.
I mean, but also, Black people don't read directions, so.
So I don't even know where she's from.
As long as she was, like, from, like, Louisiana or something. Her accent sounded like she was from Louisiana or something.
I haven't heard her talk, but I hope that, I know we all make mistakes and stuff and whatever, but I don't know. I just want to know who keeps donating to her. Like, who's doing this?
I feel like that's a mistake that I would think of a teenager or a child would make, not a grown-ass woman. But I see you're there. I'm not here, Judge.
Well, I thought she got the ponytail off, the braided part off.
She cut it off.
Right. And then so the rest of it, her scalp, it still looks stuck, though. The hair in the middle, where I guess she couldn't, where the glue couldn't get to, looked okay. But all that, I don't know what's going to happen, because I was like, well, you can't shave it, because it's hard as a rock. Like, it's
shit. The
hospital said they put acetone in it, didn't even do anything.
Well, it is. It's breaking it down. But her thing is, oh, everything people are telling me are subscribing to me is like, it burns. What the fuck you, like, what did you think it was gonna do? Like, you put glue, industrial glue in your head, baby. It's going to burn. It's gonna burn. It's gonna be uncomfortable. It's going to
at this point, it's probably gonna take different treatments as it wears. But I was like, girl, you just gonna have to slap on a wig for like the next. I mean, your hair is already slipped down, so we already at step one of wearing a wig. You just gotta put on a stocking cap and you ready to go.
That already slipped down. I mean, she got
it already slipped down. You saw how much that shit was plastered to her head?
Yeah, she
moved at the baby's bottom. That hair is not going nowhere.
She ripped the tape to her ass, putting that shit in her fucking
hair. I just don't know why her eyes were so wide open and big like that. Like, what the hell? I mean, I think it's the color contacts that she got from the beauty supply store. I don't know. But
you know what, I'm not even gonna say what I was gonna say, because somebody just put weird color contacts at the beauty supply store.
Who is?
You playing with your vision, first of all. You playing with your vision.
I used to do it. I used to get them when I was in high school, when I was a teenager. That used to be the best thing, because you ain't have to pay $200 for a pack of you prescribed ones.
Teenager didn't know no better. And not knowing that you can fuck up your vision. Okay, she is not a grown woman that's also spraying industrial glue in her head. It's a thing. It's something's going on over there. We just need to pray for her. Pray for y'all. That's a lot. So let me tell you. I'm stressed, y'all. I'm stressed. I don't know what to do. I'm trying to be open to like dating and be open to like other people and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like I don't know how to, right?
Why do you say that?
Because I feel like it gets weird for me, right? Mm-hmm. So let's just say I went on a date yesterday. Well, on a date, went to Prospect. We had good conversation. He's Aquarius, I'm Aquarius, so I always get along with Aquarius for the most part. It's a good vibe, okay? But things get weird for me when people are a little too, I want to say emotional, but I don't think that's the right word for it.
What do you mean? Like, too vulnerable?
God, like, I like you. You know, like, I think that's
beautiful. They're very passionate.
Okay, passionate. That shit is weird.
Very passionate about expressing their feelings or whatever type of feelings they feel like they have.
Yeah. It's weird. It makes me uncomfortable. And I feel like I'm the one that need help because that makes me uncomfortable. You know? But I'm passionate too, though, but just like within reason, I guess that would be more of the thing. Like, I have to really get to know you and kind of like dissect things. I also overthink things. So it takes me a while to like kind of warm up to that place. And it be freaking me out that people just be like, oh my God, like, no.
So, like, give me an example. Like, what did he say? Like, what's something that kind of just made you be like, all right, like, this is annoying? Because sometimes when people are extra passionate, like, it gets annoying. It's like, okay, I heard you. Like, calm down.
Yeah, he was like, oh my God, like, oh yeah, but like, we're going to be together. Like, I see it right now. Like, we're going to be with each other. And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, you see, and that's that, like, too much, too fast. Like, I feel like when people say stuff like that, especially like on the first date or the beginning, I already see it as, okay, you about some BS right now. Like, you're not being realistic. Like, I understand love at first sight, but no. Like, I feel like when someone does that, I feel like you want something else. Like, you're not being truthful.
I don't like it. Because also, I feel like with men, they look at me like, oh my gosh, she's so beautiful. You know, like, she's just so beautiful that I like her. And it's like, you don't even know me.
It's a physical attraction, which, you know, I know people probably gonna be like, oh, y'all don't know how to say compliment. No, I love that somebody compliments me and likes the way I look, but that's all you know is how I look. You don't truly know me.
So that turns into like a lust thing. And I'm like, yeah, no. I don't like it at all. Especially y'all know how I feel about like kissing, like making out. Oh my God.
She doesn't do it.
Two different people, two different situations, and I'm like, yo, can you please stop trying to kiss me? Like, stop trying to kiss me. And they're like, oh, but your lips, these lips don't kiss. I don't kiss. I don't like to kiss. Like, that shit freaks. It just, like, disturbs me. It just, my soul. I don't know what it is. I feel like kissing is very intimate. If I'm not into you like that, even if I'm into you like that, like, I feel like I just don't like to kiss. Right. You know, you can get a couple of pecks, like a, you know, yeah. All that, you want to suck on my lips and stuff, like, please, back the fuck away from me. And so the guy yesterday kept trying to kiss me, and I'm like, sir,
right.
Please. You know, and I'm trying to not be so, like stuck in my ways. You know, like, I want to grow and want to be able to, like, kind of kiss. And I'm okay with kind of kissing, but don't keep, like, trying to force the issue. Like, oh, just, he kept saying, like, oh, just give me your bottom lip, sir. No. Please get away from me.
And you see, I feel like sometimes men are overly passionate because they want to be overly sexual with you. It's like the gateway, because it's like, oh, well, let me tell her this because it sounds good, and that'll make her more calm and more at ease to open up to me and want to be passionate with me. And it's like, no. Some women, it may work. It just depends on the type of woman that you're in front of and that you're doing it with.
I don't like it at all. I think at one point he tried to come in for like a kiss again, and I heard my teeth click. I said, oh no. Oh no, sir, please. Like, you're cool. You're hella cool. I'm having a good time with you, but keep your face away from my face. And then he was like, so some of my friends also came out yesterday to like the second part. Okay. And they, you know, so he was just super, I was so passionate, but like, he kept touching me in my fucking face. And I was like, I mean,
COVID is real, stop.
I was literally doing his hands like this. Anytime he came in with it, I'm like,
why didn't he listen to you the first time? See, that's what bothers me. It's like, oh, you can't take direction, so you have an issue.
I don't know if it wasn't that he couldn't take direction or he was just, that was just.
But if you, this is the thing, it should only take me one time to tell you to stop and that I don't like something. If I have to repeatedly keep doing that, I can't be in the same vicinity as you because you don't listen. That is a basic skill that you learn when you start to comprehend stuff, which is at about 5 years old.
Yeah, it got annoying. I'm like, put your hands down. Put your hands in your pocket.
I talked to him like a five-year-old.
I said to him, like, oh my God, like, you have to be trained. Like, you have to be trained, which I feel like is very bad to tell somebody that, but don't put your hands in my face. First of all, COVID, breakouts, I have makeup on, you fucking wiping my makeup off, get your goddamn hands in my face. Take your hands in my face. And then I feel like when I go to that, let them be like, oh, damn, she tripping. Like, I'm not tripping. I just want you to stop touching me. Okay, just put your hands in your pocket. Let's sit here. Let's have a good time. Let's smoke some hookah. Let's drink. But this rubbing me in my fucking face. Stop rubbing me in my face.
Right.
Stop trying to come in for kisses. Like I give you a few kisses. Leave it there. Leave it. Okay. Leave it. Another situation. Same thing. Like this guy. I'm gonna teach you how to kiss. Yeah, I don't need you to teach me how to kiss. I don't want to kiss.
Ew, teach the fuck.
I don't want to kiss.
I'm 30 years old.
I don't want to make out. I'm not a maker outer. Okay, so it's to me at this point, it's like a take it or leave it type of situation. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm gonna try to be open and try to, you know, come out of my comfort zone when it comes to kissing, but what we're not gonna do is make out because that's not what I wanna do. I might get a little bit longer of a kiss, but we're not making out.
Right.
Respect it. So, with that whole thing, this guy, I'm getting a little frustrated. It hadn't been that long, and this is why I don't like to spend a lot of time with people in the beginning and like talk to people on the phone a lot in the beginning because I feel like some of them start getting on my nerves a little bit faster than what they should.
Yeah.
And with him, I feel like maybe he's used to getting his way. And I really want to say he might be a little manipulative.
Wait, you're saying the guy is manipulative?
Yeah, not the guy I went out with yesterday. But the other guy that had came to Prospect.
Oh, so what happened with that?
He
comes off like manipulative. How? Like, what does he do or say that you feel like is manipulative?
I feel like I can't point anything out. Like he said this, that, and the other. But it'd be like I'll say something, or he wants me to do something. And I don't want to do it, so he tries to make me feel bad about it.
Because, like, do what, though? Like,
come and see him. I don't want to come and see him.
Come see him where? First of all, he's asking you, first of all, I can't stand that statement. Well, it's a statement. It's not even a question. It's like, oh, come see me. No, you make plans because you want to see me. So let me know when you figure that shit out, and have a good day. Goodbye.
Right, but I'm saying come and see me. Like, he would be, let me think of a good scenario. Like, today, even yesterday, let's just say today. Today, I was gonna go get some crawfish.
Uh-huh.
I mentioned it to him yesterday. But then, when I got up, I was doing some other stuff at home, and I had talked to him, and he was like, oh, are you still going to go get crawfish today? And I was like, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, probably not, because I have some stuff I need to do, like, at home, or whatever. And the conversation went on, but it wasn't, like, a good, smooth conversation. It was just, like, a really weird kind of tension conversation.
What's the plan for y'all to go get crawfish together?
He was going to come and meet me.
Oh, okay.
He's gonna come and meet me. But I could tell that it was like he had an issue. It was something going on with him, and he had a problem with me, and he just wasn't saying it. It was just like a, you know, like a little snappy, kind of smart remark type of, I don't like that.
He has a lot of insecurities. That's all it is.
I don't like that. So he has a lot of insecurities.
Which has nothing to do with you.
Nothing to do with me at all. So then he was like, well, I'm about to take a nap. And I'm like, okay, that's fine, whatever. Then when
why were you asking me about going somewhere to get crawfish if you were tired? So caught you in your fucking lie.
Don't ask me. So then he calls me like around maybe like 3 something. And he was like, I think he asked me about the crawfish again. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I'm gonna get ready to record like in a little bit. Nina told me she got off at 3:30 or whatever. I'm like, I'm gonna get ready to record in a little bit. I'm just eating some food right now, just to stand up. And then I felt like he said some other things and he was like, so can you tell me again, like why you're not going to go get crawfish with me? And I said, huh?
I mean, y'all can go later.
I'm not going at all. I've been in my house all day. Like I'm not in the mood to go anywhere. Like
well just tell him that you don't want to go today.
I had already said that. I thought it was very clear on I'm not going. I said I wasn't going, right?
I feel like it.
So then he was like, can you tell me why we're not going to the crawfish again? I said, because I can record my podcast. And he was like, oh, that's what you said? That's exactly what I said. He was like, oh, I didn't hear that. Oh, that's what I said. So
were now y'all on the phone or were y'all texting?
We were on the phone.
Oh.
So now I'm getting irritated. Like, I'm already a little disturbed because I can tell you have a problem and you don't know how to handle your problem.
I don't see what he had a problem with.
I don't know. I think it started from the day before when we were out, when I was out on my other dates, hanging out with my friends.
Yeah, because you weren't talking to him as much or whatever.
He called me, but I was out.
You didn't answer.
Or I think I called him and was like, hey, I'll call you when I'm out. I'll call you when I get in the car or something like that.
And then he got really disturbed about that, huh?
I think so.
Yeah, he has insecurities and he's used to fuck shit because he might do fuck shit and then he's dealt with, he has trust issues. You really don't need to talk to somebody like that because it's like, nigga, we just started hanging out and you already showing your ass?
No, thank you. Too much for me. You know, too much for me. So then when I did call him, I think he had like texted me a few times and then he was like, he might have texted me and was like, hello or something. And I was like, I'm still out. So I was like, the fuck?
Oh my God, this disclaimer. Okay, so remember when that was last week, remember we were at Prospect, right? Uh-huh. And remember the guy at the next table who bought me a drink, right? So when me and him, we went out Monday, and so we were talking about like that situation, and he thought that guy was gay, I guess because he was sitting at a table with girls. I was like, but I didn't ask him. I didn't go into it or whatever. But I was like, in my head, I was like, it's kind of funny that he thought he was gay. I guess because he was there, and then it was 3 girls, you know, with me, you, and our other friend. And then I did slip in there, though. I did say, I was like, oh, that was my friend's friend. I was like, but I don't think he's gay. Like, I just said that or whatever. But it was just weird.
That's weird. I mean, a straight guy can be sitting there type of a girl.
You know what, though? He probably said that because remember what he said remember what your friend said? He said, oh, well, why did he come over here or whatever. And you know that girl went and told him what he said. Right.
But mind your business. You're your business. Don't do that.
Like, it didn't even concern him. And he was just like, oh. Like, sir, first of all, I wanted to tell him, be like, I don't even know you. So, don't try to be
I'm very clear that I told him that.
Right.
When I got in the car, I think I had called him, and he answered the phone like, what? And I was like, are you okay?
I hung up. I wouldn't even have said anything. I would have hung up.
I was like, are you okay? And he was like, yeah, that's just the response that you get from me today. I said, oh, okay, so that means you don't want to talk to me. Like, you don't want to
He acts like a bitch.
I don't like that.
He acts like a bitch. Like, that's what females do when they're mad at their nigga for not picking up the phone. Like, he sounds like a complete bitch.
I don't like the energy.
Look, in Nene's voice, okay?
Act like a bitch, Peter. Patricia.
Lupita.
Next is like, one thing about me that I know is that I don't like for people to feel like they can control me.
Right.
Because I don't need nobody to fucking control me. I control myself. I control myself. I do what I want to do. I go to my limits and I sit my ass down. I don't need for somebody to feel like they can dictate or say or feel. I don't like that shit. That is the quickest way to turn me the fuck off. And that is where I'm at right now. Because even today, as I'm talking about the whole podcast thing, and so I was like, oh yeah, I just record my podcast. And then he was saying something. And I was like, I just feel like off today. Like everything is kind of off today. Uh-huh. You know, and that's really I'm in the house. Like, I'm just like, you know what, let me just relax. Because I really haven't relaxed. So I'm like, what's going on today? He was like, oh, well, maybe I can help you feel better. And I'm like, no, that's okay. You know, like,
help me how?
Not even in a bad way. It was just like, no, I'm okay. He was like, well, I'm just saying, like, we can just go get some crawfish and hang out. And I'm like, no. You know, like,
you didn't. You don't want to go anywhere. Now, what would help, and this is how you know he's selfish, probably, is that if he would have been like, oh, well, I can bring you some crawfish to your house since you don't feel like leaving, but I know you really want crawfish, so I can drop it off at your house. But he don't want to do that because it doesn't involve him.
Yeah. No, he wants to be in my company, and I just didn't feel like it. So he said it like a couple of times, and my response was like, yeah, no. And then I was like, yeah, no. And then he was like, you know what? I'm going to call you back. And he called up. Fine. Because the thing is,
he wants a girl to literally, like, just be like, oh, no. Oh, my God. You're so mad. You're so upset. Nigga, stop being a bitch. Like, go whine. Go whine somewhere.
I hate a whining-ass nigga. I hate a whining-ass nigga. That shit is, it eats my soul. Like, I be ready to cuss the motherfucker out. Even with my ex, like my high school sweetheart, when he started that whining stuff, I'm like, I say every day you call my phone with that whining shit. You sound like a bitch. I told you sound like a bitch. He was like, oh man, you tripping. No, you sound like a bitch every day you call my phone and you're whining. Get off my phone whining. Like, I don't want to hear that. That shit fuck with my mood. Get out of here. So he hung up. Fine. Don't call back, sir. Please don't call back.
And he will. Or will text or something.
This shit irritate me. And another thing that pissed me off with him is that, like I said, when I say no to something or I say yes to something, I'm very clear on what I'm doing and what I'm saying yes and what I'm saying no to. So you iterating something to me, like I'm going to change my fucking mind, it's not going to change my mind. It's not going to change my mind. It's going to annoy the fuck out of me. It's going to make me have an attitude with you. It's probably going to make me cuss you the fuck out. Because I already said no. So, we were talking about something else like the day before. And I was like, oh yeah, I need to, next month, I'm gonna start working on my products again, like my beauty products and stuff again. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe a couple of days ago, I had told him that I was thinking about changing the name of my business. So everything could kind of fall under this one umbrella with kind of sort of the same names, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to use my middle name. And he was like, well, why? And I explained to him why I was going to use my middle name. And then when we talked about it again, when I mentioned, you know, like, I need to go start working on my products again, like, next month, he was like, oh, I think you can come up with a better name. So that took me back. So I'm like, I said, no. My name is my name. The name that I'm using is the name that I'm using. I didn't ask you for your opinion.
And oh my God. He's like, he wants to be like this assertive, dominant person, but he can't. He's trying, but he can't. He doesn't know how.
How would he?
Did dad raise him? Was his dad in the house? Probably not.
Other than that, like, my dating has been, you know, good, pretty consistent across the board, but it's just, like, those type of situations that trigger me a little bit. Like, stop trying to pressure me into shit. Like, I don't know. I'm grown as fuck. I'm grown. Like, you cannot pressure, hopefully, a grown ass woman to do shit that she don't want to fucking do. Not this one, please.
Like I said, men do what women allow them to do. So, whatever woman allows him to act like a bitch or whatever, whatever, they can go shopping together, they can have their periods together and do all that bitch shit.
And I think another issue is that he's also younger than me.
How old is he?
He was like, I want to say like 28, 29. I'm like, baby. Baby.
Yeah, it's
little bitty baby. No. Little bitty baby. Stop playing with me.
He doesn't have kids.
Oh.
Thank goodness.
I don't like it. And we talked about the podcast. He was like, well, I don't want to insert myself into it. Like, basically saying, I guess, he don't want to go listen unless I say it's okay for him to listen. And I'm like, I mean, you can do whatever you want to do. I would just say proceed with caution. Like, I'm not going to filter what the fuck I got to say. Never have, never will. So, okay. If you want to listen to the podcast, proceed with caution.
Right.
Don't come back to talk to me about it because I say what the fuck I said.
That's what we had. Well, you've had an exciting last 2 weeks or so.
I'm trying to do better. Like, I've talked to a couple of people about me just being a little bit more open when it comes to, like, dating and not being so standoffish. But then when I run across motherfuckers like that, I'm like, this is why.
It's like, you know, it's like, okay, I don't blame you for being how you are.
Yeah. But it's not like that I'm heartless. I mean, I can be. But I'm very passionate and loving to the people that deserve my passion and love.
Right.
So it takes time to get there.
That's like a lot of people, though. Nobody wants their love and emotions to be wasted.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that. But, look, you know my emotions were wasted with old dude who killed off everybody in his damn family. But, so y'all, I haven't talked to him. We're not talking. I'm not talking to him. So if I do hear from him, it's because he's reached out to me. Why haven't I blocked his number? I don't know. I really, really should. I just haven't. But I don't feel tempted to, like, hit him up or anything because it's kind of like, you know, you have feelings for this person, but they don't want it. So it's like, okay, there's so many times you want somebody just to, like, throw it away, right? So now it's just like, okay, I'm throwing it away, you're throwing it away, cool, we on the same page. You have this lifestyle, I have my lifestyle, cool. Whatever.
He's gonna reach out again.
I think so. Riley, I think so, but I gotta live my life, though. I can't, you know, and he's, you know, he never really was, like, in my life, necessarily. He was in my life, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, there's that. Trying to see. I feel like I haven't, compared to you, I feel like I haven't had anything exciting.
Go sit my ass down somewhere. That's why I'm in the house today.
I don't know. I feel like I don't have any, like, dating. I mean, I've still been dating the same guy. I've been dating for, like, over a year now, maybe? But that's who I'm planning on doing Valentine's with and everything. And so I think we're just going to keep it simple. I'm going to cook brunch, make a nice little spread for him. I'm going to get him some gifts, but like little gifts, probably like some cologne, maybe a shirt that's red, you know, just keep it like real corny or whatever. And then we'll probably just go to dinner all weekend. And then that's it.
All weekend, so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Not Friday, he works Friday, so Saturday night, and then Sunday, we'll probably do something during the day, but he took off on Sunday. Usually he works Sundays, but he took off some weeks ago. So we'll be able to spend time, like, that whole day. We hardly ever get to, like, spend time with each other on a Sunday, so That should be interesting.
Valentine's Day will be interesting for everybody.
I think it will be. I definitely think it will be. I really don't expect for anyone else to, like, pop up, really. But you know what? Valentine's Day be bringing out certain people out of the cobwebs. It really do sometimes.
Does it?
Even people who have somebody, they'll still text you and be like, Happy Valentine's Day. Why? I think that happened last year. This guy used to talk to, like, in college, and we're still cool till this day. Follow each other on social media or whatever, right? I don't think I have his number saved, but he had texted me last year saying, and it was just like, it said, Happy Valentine's Day. But you're married. Why are you telling me Happy Valentine's Day? And we weren't, and honestly, if we were just friends and never, like, did anything with each other, maybe, but still.
I think that's still weird. You're married.
No, we have a past. Like, even though it was, like, over 10 years ago, like, we have a past, but it's like, why are you texting me Happy Valentine's Day? It's weird.
Should be texting your wife Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm sure your wife wouldn't like that you're texting people from the past that you slept with, like, Happy Valentine's Day. I mean, this is weird, okay?
At this point, I don't know what to do with y'all. I don't know what to do with y'all.
I really don't know what to do.
I'm winging it, but I'm not sure exactly what all my plans are for Valentine's Day this year. Like, Saturday, I'll be off pretty early, so I'm able to accomplish the things that I need to accomplish for that date, because he works on Sunday. I don't think I have any more plans, so I'll probably be out with the girls, maybe. But I'm not even sure if I work on Sunday or not yet, so my ass might be at work. Who knows?
Be out with the girls.
I mean, girls just like to have a good time. Girls like to have a good
time. Right.
And
I want a good time.
Listen, I feel like it's important for us women to move how the fuck we want to move. Like, all the time. Like, we went out last Sunday and Sunday before last. We wanted a section. We got a section. We got some motherfucking bottles.
And you know what was so crazy was that, not to cut you off, but, like, what was so crazy about that is that, I don't know, I observed stuff. So you notice, like, you know, we were all girls in a night, you know, big section in the center, in the front, or whatever. But I did notice, like, men, like, guys kind of looking at us kind of like, oh, they're all women, and they're all turning up and getting bottles and stuff. It's like, yes, we do this. Women do this without the help of a man, okay?
We don't have to have you around. Like, you're just having the company. Like, we don't have to have you around. Like, we can have a good time by ourselves. Because really, you just stand there for security for the most part. Like, that's all I do. And at this point, me and my girls, we fight if we need to. We fight.
But I mean, I just thought it was just interesting how it's like, how they look at that. Like, I don't know. And it's like, do they look at us like, oh, well, they must have it together, or they must got money. Like, oh, she got money.
I don't know. I think it was weird because I had an interaction with some other girls. I was in another section with some guys in the bathroom. And she was just like, I didn't even know they were in the section next to us. And we were in the restroom, and she was like, oh, yeah, y'all bad. And then one of her friends came in the restroom. She was like, yeah, they're in the section next to us, or whatever. They some bad bitches. We were like, motherfuckers is really over here watching us. Like, we just sit here having a good time.
But that's why people like to do sections and bottles, because they want people to see them. They want a stunt, I guess. But I feel like for us, it was just like, okay, like, for us, it's like, for me, well, at least for me, it's math. It's kind of like,
we about to okay. Money anyway.
It's like eight of us here. We're right. All drinking. It makes sense to get two or three bottles, right, and we all drink and get what we want, because if we're all getting up, getting separate drinks and going to the bar, like, we're each gonna spend that same amount. Right. So for me, it's all math. It's like, and a lot of people don't really break it down that way, because they're just like, oh, it's too much money. I'm like, but if you at a club with 10 niggas, 10, y'all can get a section, get bottles, and y'all are gonna spend the same exact amount that you probably would have spent alone.
Maybe a little bit lesser.
Maybe. No. That's the whole thing. And you might drink less because there's a bottle, and you can't, you don't have the tolerance like me.
Right. Yeah, me. Use alpha now.
Did I really ask for more shots?
Yeah, that was the first thing you did when you sit down. He was like, y'all need shots. And then Laura was like, this show.
Oh my God.
I'm so out of there.
I secret drink though. I had the secret drink.
I'm like, yeah, no. But I told you not to get that third bottle. We were next.
Listen, the third bottle was necessary. Everybody drunk it and we were lit. You were just extra lit.
Too lit. Everybody has to do with my diet as well.
You're on a very strict diet, so you gotta take it a little easy. But yeah, I just feel like women, y'all do what the fuck y'all wanna do. There's no rules and regulations to how we're supposed to move, especially now, because if you can do it for yourself, fucking do it. You don't have to wait on a man to do it. So even with Valentine's Day, if you don't have a Valentine or somebody that wants to spend time with you on Valentine's Day, spend time with your friends or spend time by yourself.
Right. All aside, I think it's important. Like, I know how it is, though. A lot of people feel like, oh, it's Valentine's Day. Everyone's in love, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, look.
They're not.
My thing is this. It's like all the other, I know Valentine's Day, people say it's not a real holiday, but I guess the meaning and what people do to hype it up, it's just like all the rest with the holidays. It's like, man or woman, you spend time with your significant other, and then what? They might be back to doing fuck shit right after that. It's just one day. You know what I mean? And it's the day where you have to show out to everyone else. You know what I mean? It's the day where you have to show other people, like, oh, I'm in love, blah, blah, blah. But you was just with Keisha, the side chick, the other day. So, what is it really? You know what I mean? Like, what is it really? So, I don't know. I hate to use the term Keisha, but, you know, it just fits every time.
Keisha good.
So. I didn't even think about her. I'm not talking about her, but, you know.
That is just automatically was like Keisha. This is true. I feel like it's all a show and tell. Like, oh, I have somebody else here for Valentine's Day, or I have somebody that cares for me. Like, you know, a lot of these motherfuckers ain't in love. It's just all for show. It's all for social media. I feel like when we were even in school, it was like, oh, my boyfriend brought me balloons and flowers and stuff. It's just to show that
it was somebody. It's a show, right?
Somebody loved you that day, or somebody, you know, spent some money on you. It's all a show. And it's okay, but you can make a show for yourself. Like, send yourself some fucking flowers.
Right. A few years ago, this was like years ago, I remember on Valentine's Day, I went shopping at the Galleria by myself. Like, just went shopping, bought whatever I wanted to buy for myself, and I forgot what store I was in. But, I mean, of course, that day, I think this was, like, the day before Valentine's Day, and, you know, you just saw, like, a whole bunch of men, you know, out shopping or whatever, whatever, and then here I am with my shopping bags, and they're kind of just looking at me like, she ain't buying for no man, or whatever, you know, or whatever, whatever, and I think someone asked me, I said, I'm buying for myself. I said, yes, this is Valentine's Day, I'm loving myself, okay?
Nothing wrong with that. That's where we should all start. Love your fucking self first.
Right. And it's really about, like, honestly, self-care. And I was telling her earlier, like, it's okay to, like, okay, it's Valentine's Day. Well, do something for yourself. Like, first of all, let's just be honest, as corny as it may sound, but you have to love yourself first to love somebody else. Let's just start there. So, I think it's very important. You have to be in love with yourself and be appreciative of yourself, your mind, body, and soul. So it's like, go get a massage. I know it's COVID, but, you know, do something that's going to make you feel good, whether it's going out to get a nice meal or going to the park. Yeah, like, you just do whatever you feel like you want to do. Even if it's staying at home, taking a nice bubble bath with some candles, and you pour you a glass of champagne, that sounds really good. I might have to do that.
Just want some lingerie. You know, just be like, oh, I feel good. Because it's just about yourself. Like, I was having this conversation with one of my coworkers Friday. Mm-hmm. And she was saying how she had got her nipples pierced. And and she had talked to her friend about it, and her friend was like, no, why would you do that to your body for a man, and this is that and the other, and it was like, who the fuck said it was for a man? Who said that? Right. Who said that? But I guess that's what people, like, automatically think when they think of nipple piercings. I feel like it gives you a little bit more of, like, a sex appeal for yourself. Like, really, you long person look at yourself every day. Yeah, I'm just looking at yourself and being like, oh, you know, like, exactly. I'm looking good, I feel sexy, you know. You have to do things for yourself. Not everything is for a fucking man. Like, sorry, I gotta get over that shit too. Like, you can't not have lingerie. What am I buying lingerie? Oh, it's for a man. It's not, bitch. I just like cute lingerie. I like cute fucking lingerie. I like bubble baths, okay? I like to wax my vagina. Ain't got nothing to do with a man. Like, it has nothing to do with the opposite sex. And exactly. The sooner we get over that, the better off we'll be. I put makeup on my face, it ain't got nothing to do with a fucking man. I go get my hair done, it has nothing to do with a fucking man. It's all about me and how I feel and how I want to present myself to the world and look at my fucking self every day.
Right.
Oh, man. I wish a nigga would. For a man.
Oh my god, that show. I don't know if y'all ever watched that show, For My Man. It's on TV1. It's so crazy. they go the extreme, like, and beyond.
Those are good examples of people not loving themselves first.
Right.
That is what that is.
I also think, maybe people can DM us. I also thought about this. Maybe we should do, like, polls, like, I guess until Valentine's Day. Like, just post different, like, questions or whatever. I guess I'll start it off. I'll see what questions I'll post on our story. Mm-hmm. And just so we can get a good percentage of, like, where people are at, like, mentally for Valentine's. I think it'll be funny, too. So.
I mean, I think it's either they're all about Valentine's Day because quarantine, or they're over Valentine's Day because of quarantine, you know, so I feel like it's going to be far left or far right, not really in the middle. Creative ideas because of COVID for Valentine's Day.
You know, but some people are literally just still not out, you know, and they don't plan on going out. In so many ways now, because even besides cooking, like, a lot of people, some people are comfortable with having a chef. I've seen some of my little, like, my chef friend, like, she's running a special, a pretty good special, too.
Well, she and go ahead and plug her so people can hear her, what she's doing.
Cooking Like Callie, that's her Instagram name. She's on Facebook as well, but she does everything. She does brunch, dinners, whatever it is, she can do it. But she does have a Valentine's special going on right now. I want to say for a couple of two, it's like $175 or to $200, but it includes like a steak and lobster dinner for both with like asparagus. And I think it does include dessert and then like bottled wine champagne with like signature glasses and stuff like that. So it's a really good deal, I think. And her food is delicious. She did my mom's 60th birthday food, and she did really good because we had seafood, red beans and rice. She knows how to do it all. So yeah, shout out to Callie. She's really good. She also does meal preps too. So
yeah. I think that'd be a good idea. Y'all just gotta get real romantic, you know, up in the house, even for yourself. Like, I've been seeing a lot of people do, like, in the house, kind of, like, picnics situations where they put, like, pillows together and do, like, decorated tables and stuff like that. I think that's really cute. You can do that at a room, or you can do it at a hotel if you already got a hotel or something like that. You have to worry about the food. Or picnics in the park. Well, here in Houston, I don't know what y'all got going on, but it's supposed to be free. But I think that'd be a good idea. Like, my driving movie thing, I think it's a really good idea because it's like cute. We're still confined because of COVID, and we have like an actual movie theater,
right?
So it's a little bit more romantic, and I want to put my own little spin on it because y'all know I ain't never posted my park lunch, did I? You never, did you ever take pictures?
I have pictures. I don't think I've ever posted.
Oh, you did. That was from the summer, right?
Yes. So I did like a little, I think I might have talked about it, a little park lunch situation where I got like the blanket and the pillows and the picnic basket. I ordered some Lotus for us. I got his favorite wine. I did a basket full of like all his favorite snacks. He not getting all them snacks this time because of health things. He needs to be more healthy. He not getting all them snacks no more. But it was like full of like every single snack he could think of that he likes was in this like pack.
Okay.
Now we play some Drake because we both love some Drake.
Right.
And we was in a park by the little lake. It was cute. It was cute. Real good time or whatever. So yeah, things like that. I would say really for Valentine's Day, we need to just kind of be more personable, I guess, or personalize gifts for the people that we're getting gifts for. You know?
Right. I agree.
Learn how to give a fucking massage or, you know, a pedicure.
I remember this was a past relationship I was in, and Valentine's Day came, and he did like the most creative thing. He had like cut out these hearts and wrote like different coupons, like sexual stuff. Like, oh, here's a coupon for one free like shot of head or something. And I was like, oh, that's cute. Okay. So it was like maybe like six of them, and they were all like different things. Like, oh, this is for a foot massage. So whenever you want to use it, just pull it out and hand it to me or whatever. And I was like, that is so cute. Oh, and it's thoughtful, you know?
It's thoughtful. You can do that. Like, you go to, like, Dollar General or something like that, and y'all get all the little red balloons that's already blown up, and just tie it, the little notes to the end of it and have, like, floating in the house. You know, like, that's cute. You can figure it out. Like, not everybody wants the fucking chocolate in a box. Most of the chocolate in a box is fucking nasty, first of all.
You really gotta leave the bag to see which ones are in there, because when you get some strawberry or whatever the other ones, I'm like, keep it.
Like, edible arrangements, you can make an edible arrangement at this point. You know, they have the chocolate, especially now, Walmart or Target or whatever, they have the little chocolate, you know, just put it on a stick, you know, freeze it.
Right.
Perfect. Like, you can make your own stuff. Like, you don't have to go and spend out a lot of money, especially now because we are in quarantine or, we, you know, people got some shit going on.
Right.
Right now, so everybody just be mindful of that. Like, you get your loopy this time, maybe next year or later on, a couple months from now, you know, it's okay. And I know for Valentine's Day, all these celebrities are going to be posting all this million-dollar things that they got. Right. And it's fine, because they can afford it.
Right, don't be trying to keep up with the Joneses. Please don't.
Because Valentine's Day is not about that. It's supposed to be about genuinely loving and caring about someone and treating them, you know, well.
I feel like a lot of men are rolling their eyes right now because, you know what I mean, like, it is about the thought that counts, but you know how we are. It's kind of like, what did this nigga do for me? What did he get me?
I think it just depends on how it's presented, you know? I feel like you can give somebody a well-thought, handwritten card. It was presented properly, and you put some effort into it, you know?
Yeah.
So it just kind of depends on how you're doing stuff. So if you out here half-ass and stuff, I'm sorry, I can't agree with that, and I cannot save you. Don't be like, Mark said, no, I did not say that. I did not say that. I said, well thought out, okay? Not last minute, oh, I gotta get this bitch something. That is not what I said, okay? Y'all better be in there cooking some pancakes. Brunch is probably the easiest fucking thing to do. Okay?
It is. And I feel like, honestly, it doesn't cost a lot to do brunch. That's one of the things I'm doing. And the thing is that everyone loves brunch. That's the whole thing. And so it eliminates you having to go out and, you know, wait to be seated because everybody's going to be trying to go out for brunch and all that stuff. So you can really do it yourself. Like,
If you're trying to do waffles, a waffle maker, you can find a waffle maker for like $20, okay? Or if you want to do pancakes, it's not hard to get, you know, it's really cheap. Like, I feel like you can do a brunch under $30.
Yeah.
Like, easy. Eggs, bacon, you could do some cheese grits, okay? You don't have to have the shrimp.
Cheese grits.
You can do chicken, you could buy you some chicken.
Some flats, some chicken wings.
Hey, it can be done.
Could get you some lamb chops. I mean, you only get two.
No, lamb chops are expensive. Yes, I'm not as expensive.
Well, get you a piece of steak or something. You know, a lobster tail is running about $8.99 at HEB.
A pound? Mm-hmm. No, not a pound. A pound?
For one.
Too expensive.
I mean, it's only two. If that's how you buy the steak.
No, you know you can eat a lobster tail in two bites.
Well, you also getting like a steak. Okay. You're gonna do steak and lobster. Or you could do like a lobster and, you know, mac or something. I don't know. Y'all figure it out. Y'all get in the kitchen, cook, call your mamas. Man, y'all can cook, call your mamas. Call your grandmas. Be like, listen, this is what I need.
Then all y'all got a phone, Pinterest, look up a recipe.
Yeah. That's
all I was doing during quarantine last year. I was looking up recipes and all that kind of stuff. So it can be done.
It can be. Meanwhile, I have some nigga trying to come into town to see me on Saturday. And I'm like, it's Valentine's Day weekend, no.
Somebody coming to see you? To tell?
It's like a guy that I met years ago. And we talked for a little bit, like, on the phone or whatever. He lived somewhere. He lived in New Orleans. And he still lives in New Orleans. And he just, like, randomly started texting me again and was like, oh, can I come and see you? And I'm like, I mean, if you want to, like, I don't know what to do. I can't tell you no. It's just if I should not. Like, you can come to Houston, make plans to come to Houston. And I don't think I'm wrong for that because I think he actually works for the airline, too. So he flies for free. Like, I mean, if you want to come to Houston, and I have time, then yeah, but not Saturday. That's weird. I don't know if you like that.
Well, hopefully he has other plans and not just
seeing me.
Yeah, that would be kind of awkward if, you know, y'all been knowing each other but haven't touched base in a while.
Yeah, so. We will see what happens. But yeah, you got anything else to get at Anina's Corner today?
I would just say self-care is important. Don't be down about Valentine's Day this weekend. I know that, you know, it's gonna be all over social media. If you gotta take your social media off, just do that. Now, don't feel bad or doing that. Just turn it off. Turn off your notifications. It's okay. That's self-care, too. So,
right.
Find out what you want to do for yourself. And don't worry about what other people are doing.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if it's really that bad and you need to do something, you know, to get out of the house or something, like, call a friend. Not every single one of your friends is in a relationship. And not every single one of them just got a nigga that's trying to spend some money on them. You know, like, it's just, call a friend.
Right.
Make plans now. Like, oh, what y'all doing today? And Valentine's Day is on Sunday, fun day. Go outside. Be active. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be cold as fuck outside. But go outside and be active. Find somebody. You might find somebody, a man at a bar. You just never know. You never know. But definitely don't be down on Valentine's
Day. But you know what, though? If you're going to die on Valentine's Day, that might be the worst.
You might be depressed too.
Right. And I feel like men don't have the right intentions when they're single on Valentine's Day.
Really?
I don't think so.
They think we'd be vulnerable, but I mean, no niggas vulnerable at this point, so whatever.
Right?
Y'all just be careful. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. And if you haven't planned anything for yourself, if you're single, you don't don't have any plans to go out with somebody else, start making your plans now. Go get your lingerie now, or go get your cute pajama set. Tarkin got them about a pound, because I got about five of them. Cute pajama set.
Right.
Some champagne from H-E-B. Get you some food. You can order you some food, too, Uber Eats, whatever. Just make it sexy. Find you a good movie to watch. Have fun. Invite your friends on Rare Babe. Not outside, bopping, bopping. But you can just make it a thing. Don't be depressed. And like Nina said, if it comes to it, turn the fucking notifications, social media off. Because trust and believe, these people that's going to be on Instagram posting their diamonds and their bags and their purses and this and the other, most of them going to be arguing the next day.
Right. Or somebody's flying out the next day.
Somebody's definitely, but, and that's why they're going to be arguing the next day, because they're going to find out that they weren't the only one. The only time, okay? So, listen, wait your turn, okay? We can all wait for a minute. That's what we're
doing. Somebody's going to find a man or woman's plane ticket from where they just were prior to Valentine's Day, and then it's going to be a wrap.
Period. Somebody gonna be in somebody's DM. Listen, it can go so many ways. It can go so many ways, but trust me, we've seen it before. We're here. We're here. I'm trying to do better as a person in general. Y'all bear with me. y'all bear with me. Yeah. I am growing every day, and I ask that you guys, you know, be a little patient with me as I grow, and, you know, I love y'all.
Why does that sound like a farewell? Like,
no, it's just okay. I feel like I haven't been giving everything my all that I was at one point. But I feel like, you know, you go through things and you grow through things. And right now, I'm not going through things. So with that, I'm not always going to be perfect in the things that I do. But my intentions is to be great. That is my intention.
Right.
A lot of times, sometimes I might fumble the fuck, I might fumble the ball. But I'm here. I'm in it to win it. And, I just want to be better. Like, I'm not always the best, especially with, like, our last episode when I said what I said.
We just call that venting, that's all.
You said, yeah, I would call it venting, but I know for sure it did, offend some people within that same realm or that same situation, so that was not my intention for sure. In the process, it was just me focusing on that one person, what that one person did to me. You know, right. I wasn't thinking about, like, the masses. So for that, I apologize for. But other than that, I'm going to continue to grow and be a better person and try not to offend people.
Just because the episode is over doesn't mean you're out the loop. Please send your listener letters to singleintheloop@gmail.com or DM us @singleintheloop on Instagram.